I was trying to think as I'm going through Mass, how could I possibly tie all this together today? I don't know that it's exactly possible. But I will say this, I suppose, because I want to give most of the time to the Archbishop for his video reflection for us this morning in honor of the appeal. I think a central thing to play off of this morning might be the beautiful image in the Gospel and in Isaiah about what it means to be light, how Christ explains that his followers are light for the world, how Isaiah says that as we do the works of the Lord, our light shines out before others. Very important theme. And I can spend a long time elaborating, but I won't, but I'll sum up by saying I think around us in the world today there's a lot of darkness that we experience, darkness of the hearts of sin that we all wrestle with. I certainly do. I know we all do. Darkness of the confusion of the times, politically, intellectually, whatnot. We don't live in an era of what I would call reasoned, patient, nuanced discourse. We live in a time of a lot of emotions, and emotions cloud things. So what cuts through all of that is light. Light of truth, the light of reason, the light of the gospel teaching, the light of the church's tradition, the light of good deeds and goodness and kindness. That cuts through the fog of emotions that envelop us these days as so much seems to be turning itself upside down, inside out. Light is crucial. Light is always crucial. These days are no exception, right? So light, could our confirmation students please stand? So I would like you to notice that this is light, for a world that wants to understand and believe that young people embrace and live the faith. I've embarrassed you enough, you can sit down now, thank you. I was out at a retreat last night with Father Justin and Father Cliff, and Father Enrique was there also to come back, and a priest in Holy Hill, and we were out there to visit with our young people. And I really do think that all the priests said, you know, what a nice group of students you have here. We all commented, what a wonderful class this is, and indeed you are, right? And I think we went home, all of us clergy, saying there is hope for the church and what comes ahead when we have light like this in our midst, right? So we should be very proud of this and pray for these, our young people, who want to discern in themselves how they're called to be light to the world in the gospel truth, right? So that's a great thing, right? So light is here, right? Could our scouts stand up and your leaders? Anybody wearing a uniform? How about that? There you go. So here is light too, okay? Same idea, right? I mean, these are people who decided that rather than focusing only on themselves, they're going to join an organization that focuses on mentoring, on virtue, on achievements, on becoming the best that we can possibly be, and trying to live out, at least here, because it's a parish organization, the Catholic virtues as best they can in the scouts these days. So here they are, being light for the community, right? So thank you, you can sit down too, right? And then lastly, if I could put it this way, I would just like you all to just look around. The church is packed. The narthex is full, we're packed up here, we're breaking fire codes along the back wall over there, don't tell anybody, okay? So this is great. We should be this packed all the time, right? But the point is, you're here today and this is light. This is light, right? And not because it's our own merit, okay? I can't shine by myself very well. Christ shines through me. Christ shines through you. And he shines through our confirmation students and through our scouts and their leaders and parents and volunteers and helpers and the faithful here at West Bend gathered around me. In a dark world, here is the light. And not us, but Christ shining through us, right? So I cannot tell you how supremely important this morning's gathering is, okay? And we'll say more about this as time passes, as the country sorts itself out and the world sorts itself out, but the point is the world will always need the light that we have here in Christ Jesus. Extremely important, our role in the world today. Extremely, extremely important, our role in the world today. No question. A word about the video from the Archbishop. There's light here, too. I guess I could say I'm happy for the Archbishop's sake. He has a packed house this morning for his message. because the Catholic Stewardship Appeal supports a lot of very good things that we do as an archdiocese. We might think to ourselves, you know, a local parish is great, local families are wonderful, we have light here, it's true, but all by ourselves, unless we all band together as local churches in one archdiocese, we don't have enough light sometimes to cut through all the darkness that's out there. And even among the dioceses, it's important, especially in this country today, for all of them to get together too as the bishops speak as one voice. So part of what you're going to see this morning is the fact that we're part of a much, much bigger church that does great things that we can't do all by ourselves. So it's tremendously worthwhile to support the appeal with our finances, with our stewardship. We can't function as a parish apart from a diocese, apart from a broader church, apart from all the works of light that are talked about in this video. Seminary, Catholic schools, Catholic charities, diaconate formation, different community outreach. We support all of that. So this parish has a great history of being very generous to the appeal, and I hope that this year we'll do so again, right? And I say to even our young people here, to put it very plainly, you can learn how to give to the church, right? We all have to support our ministries, okay? So this morning, as you watch this, don't think so much about money. While that's certainly going on, I agree. But giving money is also a reflection of light and a support of light, too. The light that is happening in our midst with good things that we support by our generous contributions, right? It is about trying to say to the entire rest of the world, the Catholic Church has important things to say. We stand for truth. We stand for the person. We stand for justice. And supporting the appeal, odd as it might sound sometimes, is one way to help build that up, right? So light is the word of the day here, okay? Light locally, light in Milwaukee, light for the church all around the world. So with that, I'll give you Archbishop Listecki.
We are one. We are a family of over 500,000 Catholics across southeastern Wisconsin. As we launch our annual Catholic Stewardship Appeal, I invite you to look at what we accomplish together.
Growing up in fourth grade, I had to do this project saying like the four different things I wanted to be when I grew up. And I remember writing down priest, bishop, cardinal, pope.
Where do you start raising kids Catholic? Going to church and sitting in the front. I think it's particularly important with children. They actually behave better, they're more attentive, and they see what's going on and they're intrigued with what's going on.
My parents have always been really good examples to me, just their commitment to their faith and the love and the care that they showed in raising us.
Seminary is a place of formation and discernment, and they need to be able to be free, free to make that decision, free to hear God's call.
I do.
Being a priest is ultimately about giving yourself completely in service for the people of God and helping them grow in relationship with God.
At St. Francis de Sales Seminary, young men are embracing the call to become future priests. Through the appeal, we are one as we partner with the seminary to support the seminarians who will one day celebrate the sacraments, help us grow in faith, and provide pastoral leadership in our parishes.
My son's name is Jordan. He has no fear, and he will do anything to just make a person smile. Catholic Charities offers me support. Sarah is my family support worker. Like, she's the person I always go to with questions or confirmation I'm doing stuff right. And I guess I can say, Rachel, I'm really proud of you. Like, I don't get that from a lot of people. I've learned so much from this program and from her.
You did good. I'm proud of you.
Gifts to the Catholic Stewardship Appeal help fund outreach through Catholic Charities. Through the appeal, we are one. We come together as Good Samaritans to help those in crisis, bringing the light of Christ to people with nowhere else to turn, the poorest of the poor.
The Catholic Stewardship Appeal supports the Deacon Formation Program. I take communion to the homebound. I also visit people in hospitals and in their homes who are sick. I obviously assist at Mass and I preach monthly. I also do baptisms and I have an active ministry in teaching youth and especially adults. I thought that God had some odd timing in calling me to the diaconate because my wife, she was pregnant with twins and we already had three kids. I didn't know how that was going to work out, but I trusted that God knew what He was doing. My kids are a blessing to me, but at the same time, when they see me ministering to others, what better example could I give to them?
The Office for Diaconate Formation prepares Catholic men discerning a vocational call to become deacons in today's church. We are one in supporting the formation of these candidates to assist pastoral leaders and serve the people of our archdiocese.
St. Joseph Catholic Academy is a really close community that everyone is eager to help you out. I go to a Catholic high school because I figured that this is not only where I'm going to get the best education, but the best environment for that education. My cross-country team, we're very close to each other, and a big part of that is because of our faith. We support each other really well.
Thomas More is based on faith, and they help us to grow in our faith and go out and serve people. We're a really accepting school. Freshmen talk to seniors, and everyone talks to each other. What we learn here about going into the faith and helping people that need it more than we do, I feel like when I grow up in the real world, I can actually go and do that. Instead of having to do it for service hours or mandatory work, I can do it out of the kindness of my heart.
Passing on the faith to future generations is a sacred trust. Through the Catholic Stewardship Appeal, we are one in providing the resources and expertise that Catholic schools and Christian formation programs need to teach and nurture our children academically, socially, and spiritually.
Lumen Christi Parish turns to the office for worship at the Archdiocese throughout the year. Look at all the resources that are available to us, resources that are for our children, for our parish, to be welcoming and also to worship as a community. Our strength is in our unity and our diversity.
The Archdiocesan Office for Worship provides resources and formation for all those involved in parish liturgical ministries. By supporting this appeal-funded ministry, we are one in helping parishes to have what they need to worship well and build welcoming communities.
It's been an incredible experience being the chairs of the Catholic Stewardship Appeal. We get to know all the wonderful people, not only from our parish, but around Milwaukee and the Archdiocese, but also in Fond du Lac and Sheboygan and Kenosha, and to see all the great things that are going on in our community and our Archdiocese, it's really impacted us a great deal.
The Archdiocese is the foundation of so much of the Catholic life in Wisconsin. Our community is only better because of the Archdiocese.
We got together as a synod and determined what our priorities were going to be as an archdiocese going forward. Now is the time for us to fund those priorities.
I invite you to join me in giving as generously as you can to the Catholic Stewardship Appeal. Together, we become a powerful force for good. We're one in transforming thousands of lives for Christ. Thank you in advance for your generosity to the appeal. And thank you for the many ways you serve the church. God bless you.
So you're probably familiar with the mechanics of how the appeal works, but in case you're not, the Archdiocese from their offices will send to all the households on our mailing list in the next few weeks a packet for you to review. It's kind of a light blue in color with the theme for this year. We are one. Open it, pray about it, look at your pledge from last year, increase it if you can. If you haven't given, please give new. Even small gifts are a tremendous help to the cause. And then once you send that back in, it goes back to the diocese, not here to the parish office. But if you have questions, we can help you here on a local level with, you know, questions about it and mailings and extra envelopes. So just let us know. And again, we've been very generous here in the past, and I think if you're being generous again this year, it really does make a big difference in the local community.